Let's head to Brussels and talk to our Europe editor, Tony Connolly. Tony, you're going through the judgment of the European Court of Justice in this long-running saga over Apple's tax arrangements in Ireland. What's the verdict?
Yes, Audrey, the verdict is that the original decision by the European Commission has been restored by the European Court of Justice in a dramatic ruling this morning. So essentially, the Commission ruled back in 2016 that this was a sweetheart tax deal between the Irish authorities and Apple, and that Ireland had to receive 13 billion euro in back taxes from Apple. The Irish government and Apple appealed, and in 2020, the General Court, a lower court, upheld the appeal, saying that the European Commission had erred in law in making that judgment in 2016. The European Commission in turn appealed that annulment, and today the European Court of Justice has upheld that appeal. So in other words, it has overturned the earlier annulment by the General Court, a lower court, and it is basically said that the General Court itself had erred in law in assessing the reasoning of the Irish government in using its tax laws for Apple. So it's been a long-running saga with a lot of twists and turns, but this now is the final definitive judgment by the court, and essentially it reinstates the initial case by the Commission against Ireland and Apple. And so as a result, Apple will have to pay Ireland the 13 billion euro or so that it is allegedly, the court now says it owes Ireland in back taxes. Now, some other countries have claimed part of that money because they say the money should have gone to their tax jurisdictions. But whatever the finer points of this, this is a very dramatic ruling, and it basically reinstates the original case by the Commission against Ireland and Apple.
Tony, thank you very much indeed. Our Europe editor, Tony Connolly.